up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again. Time once again for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week. Glad to have you along with. Got about an hour's worth of great polka records right here. My job is to play them over the next hour. So hope you can hang out with me and enjoy. Got a couple of Christmas polkas. We're going to sneak into the show because 'tis the season. In fact, I have, I think, three holiday old-time records ready for the show this week. So we'll see. We'll have a waltz in there. We'll have our official 78 RPM shellac record somewhere in the show today. So all of that coming up here during the next hour on Tim's Oompa Hour. Let's roll it with the new brass. And it's the Strawberries Raspberries Polka.
I shared my joy with friends and changed my attitude. Ah, les fraises et les framboises, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez trouvée. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round that often I do thank. I asked her for a dance, she accepted gracefully. All night we had that joy and rested for a time. And then she asked of me to drink that fruit of vine. Oh, les fraises et les framboises, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez trouvée. Ah, les fraises et les framboises, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez trouvée. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, that I drank, there are friends gathered round that often I do thank. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank, there are friends gathered round that often I do thank. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank, there are friends gathered round that often I do thank. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank, there are friends gathered round.
That is the new brass. That is the Strawberries Raspberries Polka. You probably figured that out. Are they still the new brass? I mean, it's been like 40 years since they made that record. I don't know. But anyway, pretty good song. And that officially gets a new show underway. Once you got the first record played, you know, there is no turning back. Whatever happens from here happens. And again, I find myself with that dilemma that I have about every, I don't know, three, four months maybe. Because I never put my records away and I stack them up over here to my left on the counter in a big stack. I like to call it the Dunn stack. I've played these records. They need to go back on the shelf over there. And I got to sort them out and put them up where they go. And I you got to be in the mood and you got to have the time and you got to be like, hey, I'm in the studio and I got nothing else to do. Let's put these records away. And that just hasn't happened for a while. And it is getting awful tippy. And I think the last Dunstack fell over on me in the middle of a show. So I'm going to try to make her through without any kind of an incident. I think that would be the best. That would be in the best interest of all of us. So I wouldn't have to interrupt the show. I have the Happy the Happy Notes. I need to learn the words. Norm Dombrowski in the Happy Notes, actually. It's the Lover Come Back to Me polka.
sit and cry. Answer sincerely, don't let this be goodbye.
Come back to me. It's the Happy Notes. I always wonder why there wasn't a follow-up record where we could find out whether or not the lover came back to him after he sang the song. It's like, I feel like there should be a sequel, you know, like a part two to the record. Anyway, Norm Dabrowski and the Happy Notes there. Ma and Pa right there says Mom, Pa Dombrowski singing on Happy Notes here on Tim's Hoopa Hour, your old-time oldies show, back for another week, spinning the old-time records like we do every week here. Glad you're along for another round of the show. I'm trying to pick out a Christmas record to sneak in here in a couple of minutes. While I work on that, you can work on a Whoopi John record. Here's the Mary Lou Polka.
Thank you.
Wow, that one seems like it went by quick, didn't it? Whoopi John there with the orchestra and the Mary Lou Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, reminding you to check out the World of Accordions Museum when you have a chance, because it's really cool. You don't have to, like, drop what you're doing and drive over there. I'm sure they would like it if you did. But for most of you, that's going to be a long, long way away, I suspect. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, but there are 1,400 accordions, give or take, in that building. I just use that for a round number. Could be more, could be less. It's an awful lot of accordions when you stop to think about it, and it's quite a sight to see. Bring your family and friends, bring the kids, grandkids, because they'll be like, Grandma, I don't want to. But anyway, check it out. They've got the beautiful concert hall. They have all sorts of activities during the nicer weather, during the tourist season. You know, we're up here in the upper Midwest, where it's, cold and snowy most of the time this time of year. Although we've got El Nino working for us now. So it's been warm and very little snow up here so far, but that just worries me that it's coming. But fortunately, you can check out the World of Accordions Museum without leaving the comfort of your computer, your smartphone, your tablet, or however you surf the information superhighway. I never hear anyone call it that anymore. No one ever says, I'm getting on the information superhighway. Anyway, check them out. worldofaccordions.org is where they're at on the internet. They would love to hear from you, see from you, whatever. Say hi when you go to the website. You could check out what's going on, worldofaccordions.org. All right, let's roll a little Christmas music in here. John Jeske and Carl Henry, I would assume with the John Jeske Band. That would only make sense. I want to be Polish for Christmas.
Polish. He's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. Hey! He's really got it made. His family celebrates Christmas for 12 whole days. They don't trash the tinsel December 26th. They keep it up till New Year's Day, so I'll know what I missed. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Hey! Lady who's brought up to respect the value of a family tradition and the rest. We'll share the joy of giving and know what Christmas means. I'll be so sentimental, I'll be boys on Christmas Eve. I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start the season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. Polkas are always so joyful. They get me up on my feet. I'm always in the Christmas spirit when dancing along with that beat. Here it comes. Hey!
But so is young. Point me to the mistletoe, put romance on my list.
I wanna be Polish for Christmas. They do the holiday right. They don't start that season too early. They don't end it on Christmas night. I wanna be Polish for Christmas.
By marriage, if I must.
All I will need is a blind date arranged by somebody I trust. Hey!
How am I doing? Merry Christmas! Happy New Year!
make these yourself? You're a pretty good cook.
Just like that, John Chesky and Carl Henry there. Want to be Polish for Christmas here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along with for the ride. Hey, if you want to get in a requested song for the holidays, you don't really have that much time simply because I need time to find the records. And by the time I get them on the show, I mean, there's like barely a couple of weeks here if you want to get a request in on the show, but you can certainly give it a try. You can always use a phone, a dial phone, a regular phone, a cell phone, a smartphone, a dumb phone, any kind of phone. You can leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985 to get a request on. Again, that's 218-259-2985. And if that doesn't work for you, it's not your cup of tea, you can always send an email to oompahour@aol.com and also facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So just a few tips there. If you'd like to get a request or dedication or something on the show, I'll see what I can do for you. All righty. Matty Majora and his orchestra. Here's the Sunset Polka. Matty Majora and his orchestra there, the Sunset Polka. Man, that's another one. Seemed like it went by a lot faster than I was expecting. I don't know what the... Maybe I'm just... am I overly patient or something today? I don't know. But anyway, if you're wondering what's going on, this is Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. It's right here on your radio or your smart speaker or wherever you happen to be listening. Each and every week at this very same time. Glad to have you with on the show. Pulled up a fun 45 here from Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins, of course. Wait a minute here. I'm trying to put the other record away. I like to run a tight ship. I put the previous record away before I start the next record. Just one of those things about being neat, which is why this big stack of records is about to fall over. Anyway, I haven't played a Schottische for a while. Twilight Schottische, Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins. We'll be right back.
Marriage.
Oh. I hate that when the announcer gets caught by a trick ending in the end of a record. Cousin Fuzzy and his cousins there, the Twilight Shottish, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's Road Time Oldies Show. How you doing getting your Christmas stuff squared away, huh? You got that Christmas shopping done? I haven't even started, really. Okay, let me see. What's my status? I have an accidental present for my grandson. It doesn't count. It's just something I stumbled into months ago, and I was like, oh, that would make a good present, but it's like nothing that really counts. It was cool and it was cheap, and I thought I'll save that as a Christmas present. So that doesn't really count, but I know what I'm getting him. I got it figured out. He's 7 now, and I got it figured out, but I'm not going to tell you until after, just in case he listens to the show between now and Christmas, and he'll find out, darn it. And so I got him figured out. I just came to me today. I have one daughter figured out. I have 3 daughters. I have one. I have her big present figured out because somebody else showed it to me. They were like, look at this ridiculous thing. And I was like, ooh, that would be a perfect ridiculous thing for my daughter. So I got that one squared away. No idea for the wife. I got 7 grandkids, a great grandkid shop for yet. Oh, yeah. They're all getting a pack of Twinkies. I don't know. It gets tougher as they get older, man. I figured that out already. So we'll see. Got a lot of work done over the weekend, though, this past weekend. We had to get the Christmas tree, which requires getting the old beat-up old pickup truck out. We got a 59 F-100, and we only use it for pretty much going to the dump and buying a Christmas tree. And we had to do both because it was full of stuff that should have went to the dump in the fall, which didn't. And I'm like, well, we better go to the dump and empty the truck so we can get a Christmas tree later. And then, of course, oh, but the license plates expired. So then we had to drive to town in the car to get license plates for the truck. And then we went to the dump, and then we're like, well, now we better go home and wait because when my grandson gets home from school, because it was the day he'd be coming straight home to mom's house, which, of course, is next door. And it was like, oh, we got to wait for him or he'll be mad if he doesn't help us pick out a tree. Then finally we got a tree. We got it. Then we got it up. So over the weekend, we got the tree is up. But now, of course, we haven't decorated. Because then he's 7. He had evening plans, so he couldn't help us decorate, and he told us to absolutely not decorate until he was here to help. We managed to negotiate to him letting us get the lights on the tree, and then we have to wait 3 days till he can be here again to help us do the ornaments and whatnot. So we'll get the lights squared away, which is always better if you don't have a 7-year-old helping you. So, yeah, that's our status. And in the meantime, the wife got all the stuff down from the attic and really decorated the house up big time. I think way over the quota of indoor Christmas decorations because she was home alone. I was at work and there were no kids around, no grandkids visiting. Nobody was here and she just kind of went nuts. So the house is very festive. She's baked a million cookies. So we're very on schedule with the cookie thing. So I think we're doing all right. So I hope you're doing all right, too. I got to find another Christmas song to slip in here in a little bit. We got to get a waltz in the show yet. I haven't even looked for a 78 yet. Man, I got a lot of work to do. Well, I try to get some of that squared away. Here's Don Peachy. I love her.
the springtime and love her in the fall. But last night on the back porch I loved her best of all.
Don Peachy and his orchestra there last night on the back porch here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Boy, I am in 5 minutes, I've gone from having a handle on this week to being completely unorganized. I keep going to the pile of 78s, and I'm looking for one I haven't played yet on the show, and then I can't remember. You know, I should have established a better done area for the 78s, because I don't like to repeat things till I played everything, and that's stupid anyway. But I'm working on it. Let's do a waltz. Get the waltz out of the way while I try to figure out what I'm doing. When's the last time we had a record by Ray Krennic and the orchestra? It's been a while. This is the My Dreamboat Waltz. Again, a record that ended before I thought it would. Anyway, don't run into too many records here on the show from the Ray Krennic Orchestra. That was the My Dreamboat Waltz on Hummingbird Records. I think that's the only record I have on the Hummingbird's record label. Doesn't tell me where they're from anywhere. But anyway, nice little waltz for you, all you waltzers out there. Hope you were digging that. Got in a quick dance, maybe. You can put the furniture back now. I'm going to play our 78 of the week. Every week on the show, we like to sneak in at least one 78, one of those good old shellac records, the kind where if you're smashing over someone's head, they shatter into a billion pieces. Not the head, the records. All right? Everybody likes a Kenny Bass record, don't they? I think so. This is the Ever Ready Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. right, there you go. There's our 78 of the week there. Kenny Bass and the orchestra and the Ever-Ready Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That's a pretty good sound in 78 on the Coral record label, by the way. According to my research, which was minimal and hastily done, that was 1952. So there you go. There were 45s then, but that was a 78. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Now, what the heck am I doing here? Christmas song. I was going to play this like 3 songs ago, but then confusion moved in, and here we are, folks. Here's Art Walunas and the orchestra and the Christmas Tree Polka. Yeah, I want to be the jingle bell player. I don't think they're technically called jingle bells except at Christmas. I think any other time when you're in the band and you're in the percussion section, they are sleigh bells. You're playing the sleigh bells because people would ride in a sleigh when it wasn't necessarily Christmas, you know. So, yeah, they're sleigh bells. I have the Dave Retschko Orchestra here. I think it's the only record I have by them, and it's on the Funtime record label, which is a good name for a record company, but this one does say it's from 1977. If that helps you out, here's the Model T Polka. There you go, the Model T Polka. That's the Dave Retschko Orchestra there on Fun Time Records from 1977. Ah, just sounds so festive. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another round here. I should look at the clock once in a while. Okay, we're good. Sometimes I have a tendency to just keep going, and then I'm like, oh, crap, I only got a couple of minutes left, but I'm good so far. I got one here from Chaz Hicks, which I assume is an abbreviation for Charles, which really doesn't save that many letters, but it says Chaz anyway, on Goodwill Records, which did not come from a Goodwill store. And I notice on the label it says that sheet music is available at the above address. I'm thinking I probably can't send for it now because this record's pretty old, but we'll talk more about that after we play the Flat Top Polka. That's a great record. I'm sure that's the only one I have on the Goodwill record label and probably the only record I have by Chaz Hicks. But on the label, it says right here, it says sheet music available at the above address. And the above address is Goodwill Records, Conshocken, PA. That's it. No zip code, no zone number. So this has got to go back a ways because it's got to go back before zone numbers because then we went right to the zip codes. And then we start zone numbers. I guess it depends a little bit where you were. If you're in a big city, I can't imagine that Conshocken, PA is a big city. But anyway, good record from Chaz Hicks here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. And I told you, if you have three Christmas records in the show this week, let's do one. Eddie Blazonczyk, Chet Kowalkowski. Sometimes it's too many syllables with the versatile versatones, of course. And if you think Rudolph was something, here's the story of Twinkle Toes.
Rudolph and Vixen had a son last New Year's Eve, and when old Santa looked at him, he hardly could believe. For in each tiny little hook he had a light that glowed. So Santa laughed and said, let's call him Little Twinkle Toes.
twinkle toes, twinkle toes, twinkle, twinkle, twinkle toes. Santa's proud of Rudolph's nose, but he'll get more light from twinkle toes.
Santa said, Rudolph, all the toys are in the sleigh. The boys and girls are all in bed, we must be on our way. Tonight will be a stormy night, for see how hard it snows. We need more light and salt tonight to lead our twinkle toes.
Twinkle toes, twinkle toes, twinkle, twinkle, twinkle toes. Santa's proud of Rudolph's nose, but he'll get more light from twinkle toes.
Vixen said, Santa, this year I will take a rest. I'm sure that little Twinkle Toes will try to do his best. With Daddy Rudolph hooked behind and a pair of hoofs that glow, the boys and girls will get their toys because of Twinkle Toes.
Twinkle Toes, Twinkle Toes, Twinkle, Twinkle, Twinkle Toes. Santa's proud of Rudolph's nose, but he'll get more light from Twinkle Toes. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle toes. Santa's proud of Rudolph's nose, but he'll get more light from twinkle toes.
All right, there you go. You have little Eddie Blazonczyk and Chet Kowalkowski. Yikes, Twinkle Toes. Along with the Versatones here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. There, I feel the pressure is off. I got a waltz in there today. I got our three Christmas songs in there today. I got the 78 in there. It always sounds great when it's a 78. And what else do we get in there? All the Christmas songs? I even got a Schottische in there this week. Man, oh man, what more could you want? How about the Ernest Benedict Quartet and the Silk Umbrella Polka?
Thank you.
That's the Ernest Benedict Quartet. That's the Silk Umbrella Polka, of course, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We're just sailing through the hour all of a sudden here. I'm going to see if I can sneak in a couple of more tunes on the old show. Here's little Wally and the Harmony Boys. And what'll you have? Well, Wally there, what do you have here on Tim Zumpa Hour? It's your old-time oldie show. Heck, I almost forgot to play this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, well, that means we're going to have to go out on one more record here. What do you say we wrap things up with a little Hoolerai from Elmer Scheid and his Hoolerai band? This is Elsie's Hoolerai, and I just said Hoolerai four times in one sentence. That's pretty good. There you go, a little Elmer Schide there. Going to put the wraps on the program for this week. The old clock says it's about time for me to shut up. So I'm going to press on here, get another stack of records ready to go. Maybe I'll even go crazy and clean up the big stack of records here that's about to fall over, huh? I'll report back next week. We'll see what happens.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.